Good morning to all our listeners on Radio for Family. As a follow-up of yesterday's broadcast, I am going to provide a brief discussion of Senator Rick Santorum's book, It Takes a Family. I will summarize the book as well as ask several questions of Senator Santorum himself. Let me begin with a brief synopsis of the Senator's most recent publication, It Takes a Family. It Takes a Family is a conservative approach to some of the issues concerning the welfare of the United States in the 21st century. With a conservative perspective, Santorum takes on subjects such as the meaning of family, social capital, cultural issues, and education. I am highly recommending this book to you, as each chapter of It Takes a Family ties to the development and parenting of young children. While reading the book, I formed certain questions that might help you as the reader have a better understanding of the deeper meanings within the text. I found myself asking, what are Santorum's ideals of the family? Additionally, what is the role of an educator of young children? Santorum helps explain these topics in further detail. Perhaps the best way to begin to answer the first question would be with a word from Senator Santorum himself. In a conversation with the senator last week, I was able to ask him about his conservative vision for families. Let's hear what he has to say.
In the conservative vision, people are first connected to and part of families. The family, not the individual, is the fundamental unit of society. Without strong families, nothing else is possible. With strong families, the sky's the limit.
The social and cultural environments that young children become accustomed to begin in the home with the family. Santorum believes that today's liberal culture leads children to grow up believing that divorce and other destructors of families are acceptable. If any mistake is accepted in a liberal culture, how are children supposed to learn about taking responsibility? Consequently, the cycle of traditional family destruction continues, and children are directly affected. As I was a teacher for more than 20 years before arriving here at the station, I couldn't resist the question, what role should parents and teachers play in the education of young children? While some teachers may not agree with my position, I have concluded that a family-centered approach to education seems to have the most positive impact on children. As educators, it is our responsibility to support families by acting as positive role models for their children and encouraging family members to be involved in their child's education. Let's hear again from Senator Santorum as to why this aspect of parent involvement is so important.
A shift to family-focused education, with schools in their role of service provider, will reinvigorate both families as they reassume responsibility for something that they have long been too passive about, and also educators as they become more responsive to the needs of their customers.
Teachers can encourage parental support by first establishing contact with the parents. As most parents want the best for their children, they will at least respect others that go out of their way to provide care for a child. I'm sure that the senator would agree that parental conferences, workshops that lend guidance to parents, and letters sent home with children are great ways to spark parental interest in their child's education. Well, we have unfortunately come to the end of our time for this morning's session on Radio for Family. I hope you have enjoyed today's program, as Senator Santorum's values hold the potential of fostering a healthier life at the home between parents and their children. I'll be back again tomorrow morning, so tune in for a great question and answer session about raising teenagers.